Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner. Jared Barnes had to stay at the meeting. He's a very busy man.
Chasing fires.
Chasing fires, yeah. So we appreciate that. We didn't fire him. That's a bad pun. I'm sorry. But anyway, Dee McKee joins us here for the next segment. And yesterday at the Pottawatomie County Commission meeting, more discussion was had on the Green Valley Neighborhood Plan. And you approved the plan, is that right?
The plan that we... First, we did the comprehensive 2040 plan for the whole county, and that includes growth and development and standards. And then we had a Green Valley development plan for sewer, water, roads, and it is a vision of what should happen. It followed our comprehensive meetings in the county. It does not address changes in governance. That conversation continues because we have a group of people over there that are looking at multiple ways that we could operate or that we stay the same, which is an option, and that the county could continue to do what they do. And they look at that, but the question is, what is the best for the long concerns of people? The county will not do taking care of dogs and abandoned cars and so on. And so we could do that with interagency agreements, but we have not addressed that. We have people that are managing the water. But at any rate, the Green Valley comprehensive plan, which was paid for by the joint land use study largely, was taken to the Board of Zoning and Planning, and it was approved by them, 7-0 out of 10 people, and the other three weren't there. And then it came back to us, and in order to give a description to developers about what ought to happen, it includes some multi-housing opportunities, though that wasn't really envisioned or well spoken up at the planning meetings. It has the element of variety for the fact that sometimes there's businesses and young people come in, can only afford nice apartments. They don't want to put the full purchase into land, or they don't have the down payment. So that moved into it, and it has some descriptions for roads and other development, and it comes down more to that localized, in more urbanized area of the county, and we keep working on it. It's a work in progress. It will never. It's never. That's the way it is, and we can't change it. It is just a design of thinking for a large group of people, and I appreciate everybody who spent time on it. It is a challenge, and there have been up to 250 people input in, probably more than that, by some of the doodle polls that they've done about what they think should happen. And those elements that are important to them include things that we bring up at these meetings pretty often. We also have the Economic Development Group, which in our county is an entirely different group than the Chamber of Commerce or the county commissioners. They're bankers and business people who envision what the future of economic development is. I have a copy of that tentative plan that they have not approved, but this is five-year economic development implementation plan. And all of them and this end include better transportation, safety, and security. And those are the things probably that really make a difference to the growth of the entire area. And we continue the conversations with Manhattan Chamber and with the Manhattan elected officials on what is appropriate to make sure that the new school that's 383 can have the teachers, everybody, you know, serving back and forth, and includes some discussion of stoplights where they need to be and road changes. We're pretty entertained.
Yeah. Well, is there anything specifically in the plan that you see that stands out more than anything?
As opposed to when I became commissioner, we now have guidelines and setbacks from creeks and a complete analysis and plan for sewer going clear up probably almost to Elbow Lake, so that urbanized area will be there. Those things, without those and the roads being contributed to by methods other than clear across the county, those things will make a difference in sometimes maybe slowing down development a little bit, which some people wanted, and the other is that when it happens, it will be more cost assessments back to the development per house in a way that will stabilize. And then there's an extension of drainage of waters and waterways. We even talked about that yesterday, trying to get south of the tracks where Dempsey, Green Valley turns into Dempsey. We have those double named roads, which is not supposed to happen too much anymore, but where that goes down there to try and get that water to move on down to the river better because of the railroad track is really like a dam. It holds the water back, and asked to find ways to make that happen because our last rain that went over the road and stopped traffic on Highway 24 for a period of time, being able to go back and forth, it's because it backs up at the railroad track. And at that volume of rain, I think we had 4 inches that day and then a follow-up of two. There's got to be a way to move the water down to where the drainage is supposed to be. And the railroad track's been there a long time, so I don't know how that'll pan out. But it takes a lot of thinking, just as it takes in any government, to try and get things that are challenging back into a better performance area. Yeah. Money, mostly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and, you know, the idea is having a roadmap. I've seen a lot of counties, they do these comprehensive plans, and so they have a plan set in place. There's going to be a lot of growth in that area. We expect here over the next 10, 20 years because the trends are pointing that way. Do you see that area in the Blue Valley area growing more to the east, north, south? Which way do you think that's going to go?
Yes.
All directions, huh?
It depends on the developer and who owns the ground. We still tried very hard to respect property rights and say to people, if you have this property and it has a lot of rock on it, here's your challenge about sewer. You will do the 8-inch line, and we'll do the increase based on our long-range plan and lift stations. And we changed yesterday 4 lots that wouldn't gravity drain off of a proposal for one of the developments, and so they could go ahead and develop without, what do they call it, grinder pumps to send the sewage. I've learned so much stuff about so much stuff. You know, you don't know what you're going to get into until you get into this job. But we changed 4 lots, or the developer took 4 lots off based on conversation with the engineer, so that those 4 lots didn't have to have an extra cost on them, and they'll be put on the backside of another lot. And that kind of deep thinking and envisioning where drainage is going to be and how do we handle it, though we haven't done everything that we have in the plan, we have tried to make it so that we will do the least harm with growth that will inevitably occur. You and I may not even see the end of it, but give it 20 years. All you need to do is drive down Elbow Creek Road and look that there were no houses that you could see going that way to the west, and now we're down about a mile of prepared, ready-to-develop area. I don't know.
I think I remember at a past meeting here in Stephen Metzger talk about just kind of the lot sizes of the subdivisions. Is it more beneficial for the county to have smaller lots for the
We don't have any. It comes with the person who's going to do the development. If they want to do an estate kind of big house, the lot size will probably be bigger. If they want to do patio homes that have come up in a series, they'll talk about that. We have duplexes and others out among the group. There are plans for apartments. But then the developer has to decide when they want to put in their share of the sewer water and utilities. We make them. I think I've said this before, but they bond and make sure that they can carry up the ownership of the lots. They can sell them and get their money, but till 70% of them are sold, and that means the utilities and everything are taken care of, they carry the bond. And so they wait until that's why they make them in smaller groups, not just going to do the whole acreage. And that's what took down some of the bigger cities in the 2008 housing issue. And back in the late 80s, there was a big housing dump. And what happened is they put on all the utilities, and then the price of everything went down, and their investment people wouldn't buy a house with that investment. And so they turned around and said, we're not going to take care of it. And it ended up in tax sales 3 years later. Then they go back when the specials are off, then people start building again. And I've seen that about 2.5 times, maybe 3 already. So it's what's tried to be prevented in our developments, and so far it's been pretty good in the county. Some of the city building in St. George, we're working with the city folks in St. George on putting together a comprehensive plan through Flint Hills Regional Council. And I would mention that the Flint Hills Regional Council has been planning for about 10 counties around here, and their initiation was at the introduction of Fort Riley and wanting to have good places for soldiers to be. And that economic development group has been one of the reasons that Fort Riley was probably well received by other people coming, is that they have built a relationship where we all invite soldiers in. We invite when they're neighbors and they deploy, we try and take a sandwich over, whatever else. People have gotten into that mood about how much they serve and defend us. We should give them a home place to be, and it makes them say this is the best place to retire. But that group will be meeting with Secretary Tolan, and we have gone to him already as a group. Marvin Rodriguez went with us to Topeka to say we would really like to have economic support for that group because it reaches a broad area, not just three counties, but it reaches out into that broad area where a lot of them work. And when they know that kind of life and hospitality is there, they do retire here and provide a workforce. And things have been adapted for because of that. Nurses can come in without having to take a bunch of Kansas, I mean, their reciprocity with their licenses. We've done that with teachers. And so it's kind of come through the Flint Hills Regional Council, and they have demonstrated a lot of investment in comprehensive planning for small towns. And in our county, they've done Westmoreland and Onega. We're working on St. George. Their input has been significant, and that part, because of what Fort Riley means, is $4.2 billion worth of money to the state of Kansas. Mm-hmm. That's important. And then last week they said they are working with Missouri and Nebraska to build a real more comprehensive politic in favor of retaining services and military training for this area. And that kind of comes to us through the Flint Hills regional planning. So I talk to the commissioners next door and say, let's understand how important that is to Kansas. And that group of doing comprehensive planning, I got to St. George. They need to grow, and they are a community with about three businesses. And so their ability to put on the same kind of support for that as somebody else is difficult, but they are growing in terms of residents all the time. And so we'll work with them in the future when they put a little bit of their share in.
Yeah. Well, the work continues here in Pottawatomie County. Well, Commissioner D. McKee, we appreciate you coming on the show here today, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Thank you very much for all that you guys do and report and help us out. Appreciate it.
No problem. Stay tuned. More in focus after this on KMAN.